Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, the heart and soul of bluegrass music, brought to you straight from Western Kentucky. Join your hosts, Tim Batts, a passionate promoter of bluegrass and live music, and Josh Williams, three-time IBMA Guitar Player of the Year and a true bluegrass legend. They talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview your favorite artists, and tell lighthearted stories that celebrate the bluegrass tradition. Josh even gives bluegrass music tips in every episode. So grab your banjo, pick up your guitar, and let's have some fun together. This is the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. I'm your host, Tim Batts. Thanks so much for being with us on this special podcast episode. It's going to be a little bit different than what we normally do. Josh and I celebrated our one-year anniversary of doing this podcast, and so we decided it would be a good idea to put on a special little concert at our monthly bluegrass night at the Kentucky Opry in Benton, Kentucky, where Josh grew up playing in his hometown. And so so we took the February bluegrass night for the Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass, and we set up on the stage and recorded this performance by Josh on a special night to kind of turn it into a podcast. So so you know what's going on, we're on the stage at the Kentucky Opry and for the Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass, and Josh is just going to play some songs, some of Tony Rice songs, some of his own songs, and a variety of things, just him and a guitar, kind of unplugged. And we just kind of banter back and forth a little bit, and you can hear the crowd and everything that went on just a few nights ago. So thanks so much for sticking with us for a whole year. We've had a blast bringing this podcast to you. Look forward to many more episodes as we continue on this podcast journey of the Hometown Bluegrass Show. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the unplugged version of the Hometown Bluegrass Show with Josh Williams at the Kentucky Opry.
If you guys would give a big hand and get him out here, we're going to start this show tonight. Get Mr. Josh Williams, and I'll let him talk about what he's going to do. And I'm going to kind of hang out up here and do whatever he wants me to do. So thank you all for listening. Any questions, just come see me after the show. And if you're upset, I'll give you Josh's cell phone number.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's good to be back here. Everything I'm touching is going haywire. Well, my life on the road, girl, it's been hard on me and you. And every time we say goodbye, it just gets harder to do. And when I'm far away somewhere alone, and the missing you starts, all I have to do is think of you, and I can feel you in my heart. So dream of me every time you get to feeling blue. Dream of me, and I'll be dreaming. Thank you. I've been lots of places, but there's no place like home. And I'm on my way back to you every minute that I'm gone. So when you get to feeling lonely, just remember we won't always be apart. Just close your eyes and think of me, and you can feel me in your heart. And dream of me every time you get to feeling blue. Dream of me, and I'll be dreaming of you. Dream of me every time you get to feeling blue. Darling, dream of me, and I'll be dreaming of you. Thank you. Man, you can turn these monitors way down. That's kind of wanting to take off up here. But you can turn them off if you need to. As long as I can hear those, I'm good. Guitar players are used to not being able to hear the guitar, so.
It's rough.
You want me to hold it, cousin?
No.
Well, an ear trumpet or something. Anyway, you guys doing good tonight?
Yeah.
Everybody good? Glad that y'all are here. Sorry for all that business stuff that we had to take care of, but Tim does a real good job at doing all that stuff that nobody else wants to do. And in fact, you do a very good job of it.
Thank you, man.
Can somebody, will you please turn these monitors down? Well, whatever it is, it sure sounds like it.
Sounds like that one right there.
But anyway.
Did you write that song?
No, that's an old Vern Gosden song.
Oh, I didn't know.
I believe it. That might help.
That's my bad.
That's all good.
I did that.
That's all right.
Backwards.
Yeah, that's much better.
That's happened before, I think.
They don't. They need to put a big F on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to do my best to try to keep you all entertained, and I know Tim and I are going to kind of talk a little bit, too, during this, because want it to be as close to our podcast as we can, so I'll keep my talking brief and the song's coming for a minute. Chair, it's Mordecai. And it seemed to me he brought a country store there on his back as he laid it all before us on the ground. And I knew he'd finally reach into that ragged old backpack for the candy that he always brought around. He said my papa was a wandering G, you ask by faith to be one to I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home. Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. Stayed with us. I saw him at his prayers as the last light trickled through the cabin door. He stood before the little yellow candle burning there, softly speaking words I'd never heard before. And I told him how my grandma said it troubled her my soul, such a fine man wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. Smiled and said, tell Grandma if it pleases her to know that she and I both pray to the God of Abraham. He said, my papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home. Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all say goodbye to Mordecai. So long now since I left that hillside far behind for a place I've never truly called my home. And more these days I see him walking in my mind through the misty mountain distance all alone. Mordecai was a wandering Jew in my own way. I am one too. I hope to make it home before I die. If I finally find my way, I'll light a candle at his grave and say one more goodbye to Mordecai.
My hands aren't wanting to work. Isn't that awesome? Well, I came on. Yeah, that's what it is. Ain't it? That's exactly what it is. Old age. Hey, I've never been this old, so I don't know what to expect. My dad always said that when I turned 40, I would lose my eyesight, and I did not. And then I turned 41, couldn't see anything. So.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There'll be no sadness or danger to that bright land
I wish I could say I came up with that, but I didn't. That's all Tony Rice stuff that I learned. I got to be on the road with Tony, and for whatever reason, my dad, y'all remember Tony Williams, they had the same first name, I don't know why, but they thought it was the funniest thing ever for both of them to say, hey, Tony. I don't know why. I never saw the humor in it. It's kind of irritating, actually. But anyway, I miss both of them a lot. I do want to do some of Tony's material tonight, just because. He is the biggest reason that I'm holding a guitar right now. If y'all remember me as a kid, I wanted to be a banjo player. That's what I wanted to do. I was going to play banjo. And in fact, Dad had some business cards up that said, Josh Williams, the banjo boy. We didn't have a discussion before he had those printed. And but anyway, we got a motorhome. And Dad had it painted up, and on the front of it, it said, here comes Josh. I hated that motorhome. It rode like a potato wagon. I don't know what. Like a hay wagon. But anyway, that's enough about that. Yeah. When I was about 12, maybe more like 10, now that I think about it. In fact, I don't know if he's here tonight or not, but I remember being over at Jamie Jameson's house. We were playing music together at the time. Is that you clapping for yourself? Okay. And anyway, he had a brand new VHS. And if there's any young people out there, that was a big cassette tape that was about that big. And cassette tape is something, well, I'm not even going to. He got an intimate lesson with Tony Rice. And it was just an amazing thing by Homespun Video. You just about can't find it now. But I remember watching that and like watching this guy thinking, all right, this might be the coolest stuff I've ever seen, you know. And so one of the things that I learned off of there, I'll play for you. I probably won't do it justice because I haven't been playing near as much lately. But anyway, when I saw him play, I was like, yeah, that's what I need to be doing. Well, I've been hanging out of town, Lordy, in that low down rain, watching Good Time Charlie friends just driving me insane. Up on shady Charlotte Street, Lord, the green lights look red. I wish I was back home on the farm, Lordy, in my feather bed. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues. Yesterday's news, I folded up page 21 and stuck it in my shoe. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day. I folded up my old billfold and I threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues. Guitar strings, old Black Diamond brand. I'd string up this old Martin box and I'd go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here and I'll pick and sing a while. Try to make me a little change and give you folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues. Myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues.
I do want to give one shout out. I got a phone call a couple days ago, and I apologize. There she is, but I forgot her first name.
Gail
called me. Hey, we want to come see your show. Josh says, we love Josh, and we want to come and listen to it. And I said, well, great. That'd be awesome. And she was like, the address says Benton, but I heard about some town starts with a D or something. I said, yeah, it's kind of confusing, Draftonville, but Benton address. She goes, great. I said, where y'all coming from? She said, we're coming from the Ozarks. We're going to drive 6 hours. So they drove 6 hours to be here tonight to come see Josh sing. So we appreciate y'all taking that effort. And they had some good old Kentucky barbecue before they came here, and 6 hour road trip. So I hope you're not driving home tonight. I hope you're okay, good. But I did want to give them a shout out. Thank you so much for your love of bluegrass music and your love of Josh Williams music. So,
huh? Oh, Gary, yeah. I wonder who that crazy guy was saying that. Yeah. From the Battail Yard with a reverse curve on down, not far south from the town depot, the Southern Shack is found, back on higher ground. You could see him every day walking down the line with an old brown sack across his back and his long hair down behind, speaking his worried mind. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia Hills, and a tow sack full of ginseng won't pay no traffic bills. And I'm too old to ride the rail off of the road along, but I guess I'll never make it back to home, my muddy water Mississippi Delta home. Here and it gets so cold, the damp it makes me ill. I can't dig no roots in the mountainside when the ground's froze hard and still. You gotta stay at the foot of the hill. But next summer, if things turn right, the companies will pay high. I'll make enough money to pay my bills and bid these mountains goodbye. And then he said with a sigh, it's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia Hills, and a toast sack ball of ginseng won't pay no traffic bills. And I'm too old to ride the rail off from the road along, but I guess I'll never make it back to home, my muddy water Mississippi Delta home. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia Hills, and a tow sack full of ginseng won't pay no traffic bills. And I'm too old to ride the rail off from the road along, but I guess I'll never make it back to home, my muddy water Mississippi Delta home, my muddy water Mississippi Delta home.
Well, I was really reaching for it on that last solo. I was way out there in Burna. Ooh, that makes me think.
Here's another song.
You guys don't mind I do this material, right? Tony Rice stuff, is that okay? Good. I'm going to do an album one of these days of his stuff. I need to. John Wilkes Booth was a southern man, the son of an actor in Maryland. Bound for fortune on a gaslit stage, bound to die at a tender age. Washington to Baltimore, he played the Bills and slept the poor. And he burned inside with a hatred for the man who calls the South weak. Young Abe Lincoln was a young no more, a tired old man when he won the war. And he dreamed at night of his death by the hand of a bitter world and a faceless man. And he saw his body in a ghastly dream, draped in black while his widow screamed. Two silver dollars on his eyelids lay. Abraham Lincoln has died today. And they said there were five, and they said there were ten. Some say there was never more than just one man who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixieland. John Wilkes Booth and his band of men, they'd failed before but would not again. Good Friday dawned with a fickle sun, and Booth declared the day had come. And the word was passed and the guns were brought down to Mary Surratt's boarding house, sealed in a note Booth named just four. But the gallows swing with many more. And they said there were five, and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixieland. Went to his grave with a bullet in his neck and a broken leg. A patriot to his fantasy of redemption, grace, and bravery. And those who were hanged and those who spent their lives behind a jailer's fence, only Booth could have proved them free of the chain of love conspiracy. For they said there were five, and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man who was bound to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixieland. In the name of God and of God in Dixieland. Thanks.
Well, excuse me, sir. Would you do me a favor? You See, I need to write a letter, and I never learned to write. I got a mom and dad waiting in Kentucky, and I want to let them know that their boy turned out all right. Started out, dear mama, well, I know it's been a long time, and I know I should have written you. Times have been tough, but I've been working hard and putting back a little money, and I'm gonna come see you and daddy just as soon as I've saved enough. I bought a little farm, about 35 acres, and I've been working my fingers right down to the bone. Cause I met a little girl, her name is Jenny Harper, and we're gonna get married this summer and build a home. So mama, don't you worry about your prodigal son, he's doing all right. Gonna rest when his day is done, one of these days. Pray it won't be long. You look up and see your prodigal son's come home. Him to put it in the mail. Yes, I know I lied, but I just couldn't stand the thought of my mom and daddy knowing that their boy's lying here in jail. And I know tomorrow you're gonna come get me, cause I've got a date with the hangman's rope at dawn. I ain't scared, cause I know Jesus, and I know tomorrow I'm gonna make it home. So tell her, don't you worry about your prodigal son, he's doing alright. Gonna rest when his days are done, and one of these days. Prodigal son's come home. You look up and see your prodigal son's come home. Well, excuse me, sir, would you do me a favor? You see, I need to write a letter, and I never learned to write.
That's a good one. I like that song. That is my most requested song ever, besides Freeborn Man, which is really hard to do by yourself, by the way. But I'll probably try it anyway, because I'm dumb like that. I saw some of y'all not giving. I'm just kidding. I can't see y'all hardly at all. But appreciate you guys being here, man. My My dad, for a long time, worked up in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Worked up at a Paradise steam plant. And his favorite song was John Prine's Paradise. And that was one of the first songs I ever learned how to sing harmony on. And I used to do it for him all the time whenever I started picking out and stuff on my own. And he'd come out and listen. He wanted to hear that one, so I made sure I always did it. But anyway, I tend to get a little long-winded in this one, too, just because I like telling the story while I'm doing the song, so it's kind of cool stuff to listen to. But well, it is when I keep it short and to the point. Sometimes that's hard to do. But I'll just tell you the story real quick. I was about 4 years old, and we moved from Marshall County to Muhlenberg County. And I remember at that time, I don't remember a lot about it, but I do remember it feeling like it took forever to get up there. And what is it, like an hour away maybe, even that? And, but anyway, I remember hearing different stories and stuff that Dad would tell, and one of them was about the world's largest shovel. And there was actually, for the longest time, you could actually see that shovel from the WK Parkway. That was back when the WK Parkway, I guess they were only making like 10-foot sections at a time, so it was ka-ding, 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 the whole time he's driving on it. And it was a toll road, too. Never figured that one out. It made all that money off that road, and it was so rough. But I remember Dad telling me about it and just remember seeing it. And we'd stop at Madisonville sometimes when we were going up to, like, Owensboro for IBMA or something years ago. And we'd stop in Madisonville. There used to be a Druthers there. It became a Dairy Queen. And they had a picture in there, actually a few different pictures of that shovel. And one of them was a picture of its bucket just down on the ground. And it had, I can't remember, is it three or four Dooley Chevys parked in it? Like, that's how big it was. And I just remember thinking, man, that thing's so cool. Well, it devastated that land. You know, there's, you ever notice when you get into Muhlenberg County how it's just nothing almost? You see some trees here, some trees there, and then like just a, anyway, that used to be one of the most beautiful little towns in the country. And anyway, just it disappeared, wiped clean off the map, all for strip mining coal. Anyway, it's called Paradise. When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town there that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River, the abandoned old prison down by Adrian Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But
But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, then wrote it all down as the progress of man. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away.
This last part gets a little hard to sing sometimes. My daddy went to be with Jesus June 12th, 2017, and he wanted to be cremated, and he wanted his ashes put in the Green River, just like the last verse of the song says. So, Father's Day of 2017, I got to give Dad one last Father's Day gift, and that was I got to put his ashes in the Green River, which is what he wanted. So every time I drive up that way and I cross that Green River, I always look over and say, hey, Dad. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you, man. You're doing a good job.
Thanks.
I appreciate you guys being willing to let us do something different this month. I know this is way out of our normal routine, but we thought we would just do something a little different, you know, spice it up a little.
Yeah.
So thank y'all for doing it. I did want to say next month on the first Friday, we've got the McKendries will be here. So excited about that. So be sure and come back next month, first Friday in March, and we'll have the McKendry family here singing with us.
I want to tell a little something on Tim. Cause
oh, Lord Jesus.
People think that we don't like each other because of the things we say to each other. Like the other night, well, I say the other night, it was back in December, but I said something. You kind of rip it on him, and he said, I hate you. And then that made somebody so mad. But we're actually pretty good buds, so he's okay. But he does a lot of really, really cool stuff. He is a music minister at a church over in Paducah, or near Paducah. Where's that at? Is that in Paducah?
I go to Spring Bible Baptist Church, and I play in the band there.
I thought so. Yep. I thought I remember hearing that story. But he also goes to nursing homes, and he sings for the folks in the nursing homes, that's really cool.
They're the only ones I can get to listen to me because they won't run away.
There was one person that couldn't be out there for the little thing, so Tim just went back towards where his room was and sang him like 10 or 15 songs in a row, just right there at his bedside. When he was done, he looked down at the fella and he said, "Sir, I hope you get better." And the guy said, "I hope you do too."
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I'm too old to get better.
Does anybody have something they just really want to hear? Oh, I can't play that.
What's that one song?
Play that one song.
What's that one song you do?
Oh, are you missing me?
He knew what you were talking about.
I got to sing this at a friend's wedding. It was a guy that I went through treatment with. As of January 1st, I had 6 years since I last took a drink. Thank you. And Lord willing, on the 5th of April, I will be 15 years clean, so. So I take my recovery very seriously, and anything that I put before it is what I stand to lose. God gave me a second chance. I'm going to blow it this time. I blew that first one. Yeah, God and Rhonda Vincent, too. Yeah, she. Yeah,
that's a song right there, boy.
That is true, man.
God and Rhonda Vincent.
I am the only person in history that she's fired and rehired. But anyway, I got to do this for my friend Joe. He wanted to have this song for whenever he and his mom had their dance, and it was hard to sing that day. But I was grateful to be sober and be a part of it. One of my best friends in the whole world's here tonight, and do this for him, Justin Fowler. So do this for Justin. Fist through the window, a foot in the front door, a belly full of whiskey and cocaine. He went off the deep end, yelled, "I hate you, I'm leaving. I'm taking this car and you won't ever see me again." And she cried, "Oh, where's my little baby?"
tried. Oh, 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 where's my sweet little boy? Have I already lost him? Have I already lost him? Morning, she heard the phone ring and knew it was gonna be real bad. They told her they found him just south of Blood Mountain. The car was in pieces, but he was hanging on by a thread. And she cried, oh, 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 not my little baby. Cried, oh, 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 not my sweet little boy. Have I already lost him? Well, it was a long time coming. He was a time bomb waiting to blow. He had to hit rock bottom. Had to fight with the devil and pay up a debt he was owed. A holy revival is heading. Bible, learning to walk straight again. Now he's clean and sober, it'll be a year in October. He's holding a good job, and mama is so proud of him. And she says, oh, oh, that's my little baby. Says, oh, 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 that's my sweet little boy. She says, oh, 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 that's my little baby. She says, oh, 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 that's my sweet little boy. I thought we had lost him. Lord, I thought we had lost him.
I did not write that. I wish I did. It was written by a guy named Corey Smith. I think he's opening, or he was on the road with Travis Tritt there for a little while. But I remember the morning that my record was released, Corey had a big thing up on his Instagram and all the social media, a picture of my album, and they said, this guy recorded my song, love the guitar work. Still have yet to meet him, but here's one of my favorites. So I used to be enamored with J.D. Crow in the New South, and got to know Crow. He was like a member of the family, you know. I mean, for Weldon, my oldest, for the first probably 4 years of his life, he had no idea that Crow wasn't his grandfather, as much as he saw him. We were cutting that album, the Modern Day Man album, and Weldon was little when we first started that. And anyway, he come toddling in, you know, and Crow just pick him up, put him in his lap, and they'd get the record producing. And, but anyway, I'm glad that my kids have memories like that, you know. And even if they don't, I do. That's so cool. Like, Weldon won't ever remember it, but somewhere I have a picture of Emmylou Harris holding him and when he's a baby. And Tom T. Hall. And when Tom T. was holding him, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. He was holding him and just talking to him. And Weldon's just looking up at him, and he gets a little fussy, and Weldon started crying. Well, he started kind of shaking him like that, and he started singing, "I love little baby ducks." I look over at Jenny, and she's just waterworks, just bawling, you know. So, like, that's pretty cool to have Tom T. Hall sing you that song as a lullaby. But see, he won't remember that. He was like weeks old.
Guess that's better than Fox on the Run.
Yeah. Very true. Anyway, here's a Gordon Lightfoot song that Crow recorded. Standing by the highway with a sign that just said mother, when he heard a driver coming about a half a mile away. So he held the sign up higher so no decent soul could miss it. It was 10 degrees or colder down by Boulder Dam that day. Where he was raised up in Milwaukee, though he never was that famous, he was just a road musician to the taverns he would go. Singing songs about the rambling, the loving girls and gambling, how the world fell on his shoulder back in Boulder, I don't know. And it was out in Arizona when he heard a lady listening, each word that he was singing, to each line that he would write. So he sat down by her table, and they talked about the weather, 98.6 and rising down by Boulder Dam that night. And she told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he told her, "I don't know when I've had a better friend." Now he's traded off his Martin, but his troubles are not over. His feet are almost frozen, and the sun is sinking low. Won't you listen to me, brother? If you've ever loved your mother, please pull off on the shoulder if you're going Milwaukee way. It's 10 degrees and getting colder down by Boulder Dam today. Thank you.
never hit 17. When you play against the dealer, for you know that the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone when your friends are out to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. And we keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver, and the woman that I love is living there. It's been 6 long months and more since I've seen her. She may be gambled and gone like summer wages. And all the beer taverns all down along Young Street, the dreams of the season are all spilled down on the floor. On the beach stands the timber, just waiting for falling. And the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there by the door. So I'll work on them towboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I'd never do again. And through the gray fog bound straits, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer find her, for good memories are what we had before. They should never be changed, for they're all that I'll take with me. Now I've gambled and lost my summer wages. Are gambled and gone like summer wages.
Man, I love that song.
Besides, if you keep up with this podcast, it might make you famous.
That's right. I'll be a legend in my own mind.
That's right.
Well, I was born down in the Southland. Twenty some odd years ago, I
for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home's on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. And a gal in Cincinnati, another woman in San Antonio. Well, I always loved the girl next door, but anyway, she's home. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home's on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. And I carried an old tow sack. Well, I hawked it about 200 times, but I've always got it back. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home's on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Well, you may not like my appearance, and you may not like my song. You may not like the way I talk, but you like the way I'm gone. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home's on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad. Some odd years ago, I ran away for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home's on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you for sticking around and being a part of this. That's all I got.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show with Tim and Josh. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook to stay connected to your bluegrass community. Got a question for us? A story to share? Or an artist we should feature? Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. You can find all the details at timbats.com. Thanks for listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, where the heart of bluegrass music lives. This has been a Bats Music and Media production.